Hi guys, welcome back to yours truly, Hannah E. So in today's episode, we are going to be talking about the dangers of technology, and I have an international guest on my podcast, so you can introduce yourself.
Hey guys, my name is Keisha. I do commentary and music on my channel. I'm 19, I'm also from London.
So Keisha and I, literally, I'm not going to even lie. So we recorded and then something happened with my laptop and it just like deleted. So I decided we would just kind of record through the Anchor website that I use for the podcast and kind of just like keep the conversation going. We were honestly in such an incredible conversation talking about the dangers of technology, talking about our experiences last month with it. So I guess to kind of give the people a perspective on like what we were talking about, do you want to kind of give like a recap on like your January, also kind of like your experience with like social media last month, all that stuff, and preface, she's a YouTuber, so she's a content creator. She's been on the platform for 4 years and like been doing the damn thing, you know? So yeah, and now, you know, she has over 100 what? How many? 185,000 subscribers, which that so many, that's like so many people. Like I feel like people don't realize, like I go to a university where there's like 28,000 or 30,000 students, and like you can feel it. Mind you, when I went to Austin, Texas last in December, and it was like how many? Like 50 something. You could feel that there was a large, it was a large campus compared to here. Like everyone knows everyone, which then kind of makes me feel like I'm in my hometown again, but that's besides the point. But give them kind of like a recap on like what we were talking about, your experience, all that stuff.
Okay. So January for me last month was probably one of the worst months I have ever experienced. Like it wasn't like the month was slow. It was just like mentally I wasn't doing good. And I think the social anxiety was at its peak for me ever before. And that was also the month where I told my subscribers about what I was going through because I was hardly posting on YouTube as well as my Instagram. I was kind of being distant from a lot of people too, which is stuff that I would never expect myself to do, if I'm being honest, because when friends tell me about their stories, I'm just like, I'm kind of like, what? You know, I'm always here to talk to you, but I just never really reached out to people. But January was really dead. Colby and his daughter passed away, which is something that was really random and it still hasn't sunk in. Like I don't think it's real, but obviously it is. On top of that, it's just like personal things. But just also, I feel like January was the month where I tried to be independent, but it kind of didn't work. But the devil said, not today.
Facts. And I would echo everything you said because of the fact that my January is very similar. Like I was telling Keisha, I came back from the holidays. I literally had 3 passings last year, all like within, it was like September, November, December. And then I like was just going all of break. Like break didn't feel, because we had like a 3-week long break, didn't feel short. I also was like, I'm 21, but I feel like I'm growing up and becoming like 24 because I'm basically having to like step up to like certain responsibilities and like kind of, well, I also think too, you'll realize this when you turn 20, you kind of start to then be like, what am I going to do? And I think for you, what's nice is you have a social media presence, so you can honestly go anywhere and you could do anything. Yeah. But I think for me, it was just like, I have so much knowledge in like a lot of things, and I'm a logistical, so my major is logistics with a concentration in marketing, and then I have a minor in sociology, and I legitimately like logistics is fine. I think you can use it in anything, but I personally really want to like do more of the digital space, in especially marketing research, because one, that's a new avenue, and plus two, a lot of companies need millennial marketing because they don't know how to reach that demographic. So that's kind of like the space I'm trying to go into. Also trying to go into like international affairs, because I did like I went to Austin, Texas for a week to do like an immigration reform trip. And when I say that was like, you know, that moment, it's like you're not come to Jesus, but it's like come to reality moment. That was that. And I just realized, I was like, this is my purpose. I was like, I'm not supposed to be doing no like 9-to-5 shit. I'm supposed to like, I'm literally not saying that's a bad thing. Like I might start off in a 9-to-5, but like I'm supposed to like, there's bigger things I need to do. And like, that is 100% okay. I don't think you should knock someone who wants to work a 9-to-5, but I also I also think too, we're living in a time where like social media can make you money, and I think it can make you good money, especially with like the millennial Gen Z demographic. But yeah, January was hard for me because I was coming back from being home. I also had a lot of like commitments for like my organization, and I was having like, I don't, tell me why I was being dragged in. Like my friends, when I tell them about my life, they're like, my life's so boring. I was like, my life is like a telenovela, and I don't ask for it to be like that, but it legitimately is. Like, I had a friend, and they are in a long-distance relationship. The girlfriend, like, came out of nowhere, came out blindfolding me. Like, literally, basically, they accused me of, like, liking them, and it turned into this whole issue that I didn't need to, because it literally was not as deep as they were making it seem, you know? But then they had their own personal issues, their own struggles that now this month they have to, like, they have to go through. I feel like January was, like, jump January, like, jump out of this, like, but then, like, February is like free me February, like freedom February, because like I'm not on, like I deleted all my dating apps. I legitimately like was like, I'm preserving my peace this month. Like, and then also too, like I tend to like, I love the people I keep myself around. Like I have a lot of like African-American friends. I have like friends who are like in a different, like I have African-American, I have Asian, I have Hispanic, I have white. Like, I love my multicultural group of friends. But I'm just, like, realizing for me to preserve my peace, there's certain people I don't need to hang out with, you know? And, like, I think I realized, too, it's, like, I'm on an executive team. And I would love to know if any of them listen to this. But, like, I am pretty sure they noticed, because I told you I lost, I'm pretty sure, a significant amount of weight last month because I was so stressed out. And now they – not now that they feel bad, but one girl realized it, and I think she wants to talk about it. And I legitimately think they feel bad. But also none of them were – I didn't invite any of them to my birthday party last night, but like at the same time, like it wasn't like my own party. It was a co-hosting party. And quite frankly, like the girl wasn't a big fan of like some of the people on the team. So I was like, I'm going to respect that because it's not just, it is my party, but it's not just me who's like hosting it and throwing it. And I, like, I get it. You know what I mean? Like, I understand that, like that, is what it is. Like, it's fine. Like, it's basically realizing, because we're both pretty amnivert types of people. I think we very much have like a bright personality. We also talked about the fact we're like Nigerian, like we're African, so we have that diaspora as well. And I've just realized that like there are things I'll tolerate and there are things that I won't. And I think I mentioned how like character, like people coming for my character is one, and I will cut the line. Like I will never burn the bridge, but I'll cut the line, you know? Yeah. It's the same thing too. Like I was hanging out with a friend and she didn't tell me like at all that this other girl was coming that I haven't talked to in a year. Literally, I haven't talked to her since last semester when I ran into her at a bar. And she was like, she was really drunk. And she was like, oh my God, like I've been trying to reach out to you. Da, 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 da. And like every time she would try and reach out, it was always to like hang around with alcohol. Mind you, I'm like, one, I haven't drank alcohol since last month. I didn't drink any alcohol. This month, it's my birthday month. So I was like once a week. And then last semester, I like literally was cutting it out completely because I was like, I cannot, because I was going through so much grief. So I was like, I'm not going to cope by drinking. Like, this is how you get alcohol poisoning. So I just like realized, I was like, I need to put my distance. She made it seem like, oh, well, like she just doesn't want to be friends, because I'm basically, I'm assuming I'm the type of friend who has to reach out to like hang out. And it's like, that is, the phone works both ways. And I think this is what is dangerous about technology, is the fact that like everyone just thinks life is handy dandy through a phone. Like, like it's not. Like the fact that you're just keeping up with me on Instagram, you're not seeing everything I go through, you know?
Yeah.
And I think with, I really feel like the audience would really be interested in this with YouTube. So how many comments on daily do you get on each video? Do you know?
So I think it would average, I'll say 500.
You're kidding me.
No, I'm not kidding. It's 500, yeah.
500.
But I obviously don't go for all of them. I just do, like, within the first hour, I find some comments. And then that's when it starts getting negative. After the first hour, people start roaming in. And, yeah.
How did, but think about it. You post, like, maybe 2 to 3 times a week. 500 comments. That's 1,000 comments. That's so much, like, external information. And we were talking about a couple of, like, content creators, like Best Dress. She blew up, like, out of nowhere, and I cannot imagine. She's like 1 million, right? Like, imagine 1 million people giving input on your life. Like, and the thing is, she, like, definitely, like, vlogs and all that stuff. And, like, I think for you, you do a lot of commentary, so I think it, when it comes to that stuff, it's like How do you not have a debate? Like, how do you hold your tongue?
Do you know what? Honestly, like, it's the Gemini in me is just crazy. Like,
you're a Gemini? This makes so much sense. I'm an Aquarius, Leo, and Virgo. This makes so much sense.
Really?
Yeah, my best friend is like a Gemini. Like, love him.
Geminis.
Yeah, because. No, I feel like y'all are very straight to the point, and you're pretty honest, and you say it like it is, and then you're done. Like,
right,
bye. Like, and I think people don't like that. Like, that's what I've realized, is, like, people legitimately don't like the honest truth. Like, and I think I've learned that, like, I'm the friend, you're not going to come to me first, because I'm not going to encourage you to do bad behavior. You're going to come to me last when you need a reality check, and you want me to put you in your place. And there's this podcast I listen to called I Said What I Said, and it's these two African, like, best friends and, like, sisters, and, like, they literally talk about a lot of the, like, Western culture, because they're in South Africa, so, like, they talk about a lot of the stuff, and it's just, like, everything they talk about, I, like, echo. Like, they talk about friendship dilemmas, they talk about, like, sex, they talk about, like, sugar, like, just all of, like, the Western things that have come out from the U.S., and... You know, also too, I'm not gonna lie, I just feel like the U.S. also has a lot of, like, just toxicity in regards to just, like, we have a very weird history. You know what I mean? We're really young as a country. We're only, like, 200 something years old. I also think too, like, a lot of the European, like, stuff is very much, like, old and very, like, but renovated and kept to date, if that makes sense.
Yeah, exactly.
What's interesting is, like, people will always, and especially in the U.S., it's, like, the big cities. It's, like, Atlanta, Chicago, New York, D.C., Seattle, L.A., Houston, Dallas. Like, all these big cities, everyone will always floodgates, especially New York and L.A. Everyone wants to go there. And I'm like, how about you, like, you know, why don't you start with, like, Toronto. Maybe you should leave. Like, maybe you shouldn't even stay in the U.S. because it's just, like, our food. Like, I told you, like, I'm realizing I have dietary issues, and it's because I'm in a small town. Like, I came from Atlanta, so there's always food I could eat. There was always stuff I could do, and I never would get sick like I am here. Mind you, like, and it's crazy to me that, like, I'm 22. I'm turning 22 on Wednesday. It's crazy to me to realize that, like, I legitimately, I'm going and taking an allergy test, and it's like, how am I sick? And it's because, like, I was portraying this image on my social media that, like, everything was fine. And then I literally, like, ended up in the hospital, and I was like, oh, nope, not everything is fine. And we were talking about this, like, we literally disconnected from Instagram for a little bit just to take some space and to reserve our peace, because I couldn't imagine either with you, because your Instagram also is your business. You know what I mean? So, like, you're posting little things that you do when you're out and about and you're doing things. And it's like, what, like, that would not even scare me, but, like, people get invasive, you know, and people, and I think I'm starting to realize, like, I'm not finna put my location for everything, because quite frankly, Look, you never know. You never know. We were also talking about the fact that, like, I'm pretty sure my the Senate for – so Tennessee as a state is just weird. Like, it's just a really weird state. Like, really weird. And Knoxville's water is bad. Like, it is so bad for you. So, I was saying to you how, like, the Senate passed a bill where – college students would be able to have handguns on campus. And yeah. I was just like, that is insane to me because of the fact that I feel like college students aren't already not like mentally okay. And I think, and this is what, something I've noticed with the US, and it's really weird. The US tends to like, or at least like men in the US, they tend to not communicate their feelings. They just like, will just shoot you, and it's really scary. Yeah, it's very violent heavy, I've noticed, and it's kind of scary because when I was in Spain, I'd be getting news about the US and I was like, why is there something happening? Like, I could understand the perspective of someone else, like you in the UK, and you're like, what the heck? And then when people are always like, oh yeah, everyone in the US is fat, it's like, oh, I get what you mean. Like, I understand now. And it's not coming from a place of, oh, you're fat. It's coming from like, oh no, like you're unhealthy. Like you're very big and obese. And I think the thing is people, and I think, I don't know, what is your opinion on Lizzo? Because you're also into music. So like, are you like, do you understand her craft as a, like a, as a musician and everything like that?
Yeah, I do. I just feel like, I wouldn't go out of my way to listen to her music, mm-hmm. but I can understand why people do like her music because it's different from anything we're hearing on the radio or in pop music today. So I can definitely appreciate her for that. And she writes her own music, mm-hmm. so that's good too. I think my issue, if I do have one with Lizzo, is time and place. Like her just, like wearing little to nothing at that game, mm-hmm. which is really awful. And I think she knew what she was doing because where her butt was basically like there was two holes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so she knew what she was doing. That was done deliberately. But I don't think that's a reason to hate her. And I do mm-hmm. think people have issues with fat, fat ladies specifically.
Mm-hmm.
And because she's doing well as a bigger woman, that's what people can't stand. People are confused by it. It hasn't been done in a very long mm-hmm. time. It has CeeLo Green. But where's CeeLo Green now? I don't really know. it's true though, like I can only think of Lizzo as like a plus-size woman who's really killing it, who's mainstream. Like, she's literally getting played on the UK radio so much every day.
Wow. So
it's, exactly. It's weird, but it's also motivating for other people out there who maybe feel different mm-hmm. to what they see on the media. So I do like Lizzo. I do like what she does. Bit like what she did before with the whole good situation.
And I think that's what's beautiful about music and I think about an artist. And I think, and you can tell me this too, because I guess this kind of also plays with the dangers of technology. So like I find it was so crazy to me when Juice WRLD died last year. And like everyone was talking about it. Everyone was like, RIP, Juice WRLD, all this stuff. Da, da, da. And then when you get into the records of like what was going on, you find out, well, one, like he had a bunch of drugs on his plane, right? And like the reason why he passed away is because he overdosed because of the fact that he knew if he was caught, it was game over. And this is what is so like toxic about social media. And quite, do you have Twitter or do you only have Instagram?
Yeah, Twitter.
Okay. So you use all the platforms, I'm assuming, like Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube. So what I've noticed is I am slowly, like, I think Instagram is incredible. I think you can definitely do a business on there, all that stuff. And I probably will still use it. I genuinely enjoy Twitter a little more. I think the reason why is, one, it is very fast-paced, but I feel like Twitter does something better than Instagram in the regards to, like, they preserve your peace. They will literally tell you when there is sensitive there are sensitive graphics coming up. They literally will not let you see that. Then also, if you're looking at certain content, they'll literally allow you to add it to the topic of discussion. Like, I think I was on Twitter yesterday, and it was like R&B and soul, because I was looking at a lot of like R&B and soul. And I think what's beautiful is like Twitter has been in the game for a while, and they're doing something that Instagram cannot. Quite frankly, I feel like Instagram's going to crash. Like, I think it's going to completely crash. It's going to be game over and we're going to be done. Like, I think if they don't fix certain things, because we've been experiencing a lot of crashes with Instagram recently, you remember?
Yeah, that's
and then
true.
Everyone then filters to Twitter, you know, to see what's going on. But like, I don't feel like if they don't fix the comparison issue when it comes to Instagram, that platform's going to crash. Like, I just see it. Like, and this is my brain just like knows so much about all of these industries, which is why I really want to like get into it. I've just like noticed that like I told you, they realized that they messed up. Google, Facebook, and like the big four like tech companies. Google's on the process of like doing better. Facebook is trying to literally save its butt and like literally figure out a way to keep people retained. And then Twitter will continue to sail. And I think YouTube is in that because of the fact Google and YouTube own each other, they're trying to figure out a way to fix it. And I think that's what's incredible because like Ember Chamberlain, like I think you talked about it in one of your videos, like she's not problematic. That girl minds her business. She gets her money, she gets her coin, she does her videos, and she moves on. She literally, and I think you talked about how like she cut off all those toxic girls who were so like just literally so toxic. And like and that's another thing too. What is it like interacting with other YouTubers?
Okay, so I've had one bad experience. I can confidently say that. It was with Summer McKean. Do you know her?
Mm-hmm.
I
know her? Let's talk about it. The fact that this...
Right, so I'm a shady person sometimes. If you catch me on a bad day, I'm going to be hella shady. And today's a bad day. So, let's talk. Usually when I'm talking to YouTubers, I'm okay. We're both okay. If I really like your content and I think we have a vibe... Because like, when I watch you, I can tell... who's quite similar to my personality, like Amanda. I think if we were to ever meet, it would just be lit. Like, it'll be good vibes. With Kenny, I feel like it'll be lit too, but she's just hella smart.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like if I'm around her, I'll be like, oh.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so it's been good for the most part. But with Summer, she reached out to me because she wanted me to take down one of my popular videos that I made about her last summer. And she was like, oh, can you please take it down, please? Because whenever you search her name, my video comes up.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the title was The Problem with Summer McKean. And I was like, nah, I really like that video because that was the first time I felt confident in my craft. I looked good in the video, so I'm not taking it down.
She's like, eh.
No, but for real, though, like, I really felt confident. I enjoyed it. The weather was nice. Like, it was just a good time in my life. And then I said to her, I'm not going to take the video down. However, if you want me to do an interview with you where we can talk about some of the scandals, I can ask you questions that my viewers probably have for you. If you're open to that, then please get back to me. And she said, hell yeah. And I was like, okay, cool. I thought she would come on my channel, but I didn't know she wanted me on her channel too. So I was like, okay, cool. What questions do you have for me though? And then she tried to like challenge me as a commentary channel. And I don't like that because if you don't like commentary channels, I can understand that because we are hella opinionated and it's not for everyone. But I think people don't like commentary channels because they don't like the truth. Like we said before, people don't like honesty. Some people mm-hmm. are used to like lies all their lives. So when they finally hear something different, they just don't want it. So yeah, a lot of people don't like commentary channels. What's your opinion? Like, did you feel that before?
I love commentary channels. Like, I think they're the move. Like, I think people need to hear the truth. And quite frankly, I think the way you can get people to hear the truth is through comedy. Like, I think that's why I gravitated to your channel. And I've noticed a lot of the content I used to watch was always vlogs and all this stuff, da 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 da. Now I'm going more to, like, facts. Like, I just give me... literally sit down for 5 to 10 minutes, tell me the facts. Because honestly, everyone has a very quick attention span. And I think that's what I've noticed too with Instagram and literally all these platforms. It's like everyone is just on the go. So they're just literally always trying to say their opinion and just get it out there and then come back. You know what I mean? And I think that's what's incredible about commentary channels is because it's different opinions everywhere. You know what I mean? Like Luke Alexander made a video about diversity as well. And he's a white man. He realized that like he literally is a white man. And like, but he can acknowledge that people who are black or a person of color are treated horribly. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's like, literally, that's the thing is, like, y'all are just starting the conversation. Like, you're not even, like, you're not saying, like, yes, this is the way it has to be, da 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 da. Like, there are some people, I think, who do it a little, like, very intense, but I think they can get it across. You know what I mean? But I think you do it well. I think, like, Dylan is in trouble, does it incredible. Best Dress, she does it incredibly. She built her platform. Then, now she's talking about whatever she wants to talk about. But what I don't like, and, like, oh, Tiffany Ferg, incredible woman. Love her. Love her. Incredible woman. But the thing is, these people, right, these people at YouTube keep demonetizing people because of the fact that they're putting out their opinion. And it's like, so you just don't want to hear my opinion? Like, and it's because they're trying to cater to businesses, but they, like, I don't think they realize that they can literally make so much money if they just work to get those, those messages out there. Because honestly, at this point, I genuinely think, like, digital is about to be the wave. Like, you remember how cable was the thing? Now it's about to be digital. And quite frankly, like, these big, like, what every big media or, like, TV company is turning to streaming. And it's like, because people don't have time to watch cable. They would rather just see the thing when they want to see it. And I think YouTube needs to do better because, quite frankly, I feel like everyone, and I would love to hear your opinion before, like, I have to do something real quick, but I really want to hear your opinion if you feel like YouTube would eventually, like, stop, like, ever just, like, crash completely or anything like that. I think they make too much money, so I don't think they would, but hang on, hold that thought. Let me stop this. Go ahead. So what is your thought on the topic?
I don't know, because people keep asking that question, like, what's next after YouTube? It's just like, how do you know YouTube won't be around for a long time? Like, how are you so confident with that?
Okay, and so, so let me give you my perspective on why. So I think we're, because it's 2020, so I think we're in a time of called the digital wars. So it's everyone's realizing, because everyone's leaving cable. So all these cable companies, the way that people make their money is through advertisements. The way businesses make their money, small businesses, big businesses, is literally through advertising. So how are they going to make it? They go to digital platforms, i.e. websites, or even YouTube. YouTube is, like, the best way. But what I don't like about brands, I think sometimes when it comes to, like, doing certain things, is they legitimately won't pay content creators what they deserve, especially depending on how they look. Jackie Aina has been in the biz since, for 10 years, and she still faces so much adversity and, like, just so much shit, but, like, she literally tells the truth. And it's because of that, like, and she literally tweeted, like, a couple days ago, she was like, I love her. She's also Nigerian, so this is why I was like, I, like, love this queen. But the reason I think, like, YouTube, and I think it can be around for maybe, like, 5 to 6 more years, but I just feel like a lot of content creators, and you can tell me this on your side, like, I think people are getting very frustrated because they're not getting the money they want, especially if, like, they look different from the norm, which is just, like, a white person type of thing, because that is predominantly the demographic. And then also too, like, you have to stand out in regards to things. So it's just, like, very, I think, toxic, and just very, like, I just feel like eventually, like, in 5 years, another platform is going to create, like, come up that might push out YouTube, especially because of the ads. Like, the ads are just like, there's, like, a guy named Tariq Ali. Like, he is a black gay male, and, like, he talks a lot about, like, he starts the conversation, he has a glass of wine, he always talks, all that stuff. And what I just don't understand is, like, he literally has never seen, like, I think him and Tiffany were talking about it on Twitter. He has never seen any of her content because of the fact that, like, the algorithm won't push out based on what he's watching, like, like, white content. And it's just, like, it's like, why? It's literally like, why won't you, like, why, you know? So it's very annoying, and it's not fair, because I think even, like, you I feel like you deserve more, like, of an audience, because, like, your stuff is, like, you talk about pop culture, you talk about, like, very, like controversial topics, but you, like, say it how it is, and you're never coming from a place of, like, this is what I believe. You're literally just starting the conversation, like, the summer thing. Like, you literally told the facts of what she did, and, like...
Yeah, exactly, and people still thought that I was, like, I only wanted to do it for clout. Well, that wasn't the case. In fact, I was surprised that she wanted me on her channel. I just said, you know what, why didn't you come on my channel? We can do it then. I can get my supporters to ask you questions. And that's it. But I didn't realize she wanted to feature me on her channel too. So I was like, okay, cool. I'm not going to turn it down. And people said, oh, you're just mad because you wanted it for clout. That wasn't the case. Actually, it wasn't the case. And what pissed me off more was because no one could see the text messages. And I'm the kind of person, like, when someone's typing to me, I'm trying to, like, analyze how they're saying it. I know it's a bit too deep, but, like, there's some people I need to just, like, it's about vibe, basically. If I feel like something's off, I'm not going to talk to you again.
Exactly, but, like, exactly.
Yeah, but because she's a verified person on Instagram and many people know her, I was like, you know what? Let's keep this going. Let me keep talking to her. If she makes me feel uncomfortable, if she... kind of makes what I'm, if she makes me feel like I'm bad for doing commentary, I'm just going to end this right here. But I didn't feel that way until the very end when she said that, no, I can't do it anymore. And she left me on red. That was disrespectful because, like, don't leave me on red. Like, just say something. Say bye or say maybe in the future. But leaving me on red was just like, you've seen the message. You chose not to reply.
She left you. This girl left you on red. Girl.
Yeah, she left me on red.
Look, I've been left on red before when you, and especially to think about it, if you've been trying to, like, plan something or you apologize to someone and then they leave you on red, you're like, oh my God. Like,
I think it's because I kind of told her off because, like, I'm not going to let her walk over me.
Oh, so, period. Period.
Yeah, I said to her, so this is beforehand. I said to her, let me know when you're up for, like, doing a collab. And she said February. No, she said January. I said, okay, cool. I'll let my supporters know. So I was kind of a bit too quick to let my supporters know just because I wanted questions from them. And they gave me questions. And then I told someone, okay, January is approaching. Let's start thinking of ideas. And then she was like, oh, can you tell me the questions beforehand? And, like, with you right now, I told you I don't want to know the questions because I want it to be, like, really raw and on the spot because I like it like that. But with her, maybe she didn't. She told me, can I know all the questions beforehand? Which makes me think that, okay, you just want to plan. Because these were deep questions. Like, why did you say this about black people? Why did you call this black accent? Like, they were deep questions. I understand it could have been a bit heavy, but those were the only two deep questions there. Everything else was about her career. It was more of like a friendship talk. And then we get on into the scandals. So maybe that put her off. And then she told me that her manager doesn't approve of this anymore. We can't work together, maybe in the near dear future.
Her manager? This is wild.
Her manager,
This is wild. Why did she even reach out to you? Like, that's what I hate when people do that. Like, why are you even talking to me? Like, what? Like, you're literally...
I think she used me. I think
she did.
There was one time where her views were just not like it used to be, and that was the time she reached out to me so that I could take my video down. That way people won't see her as this evil person. But so then when she started gaining again, she dropped me.
Exactly.
That's the issue that
it was. Oh, of course. Of course it was. I'm literally not even surprised, like, whatsoever. And it's just crazy to me because of the fact that, like, we're living in a very, like, polarizing time, I've just realized. And it's just very fascinating how people will use you and then, like, or not even, let me not say use. They will come to you with something when they need something, but then when you need something, they're just like, oh, what? Like, it's crazy. And it's social climbers. Like, I literally, like I said, and this is what I think is so dangerous about this, especially Instagram. Like, Instagram, I think, is just, it can get very toxic very fast. And I think for me, like, as I told you, I think last month I was super stressed and, like, I, like, just increasingly, like, lost a lot of weight, which wasn't bad. Like, it's not a bad thing at all. I think it's just very, I just, like we both said, I don't like to be, I might like to say my opinion and say my piece, but I legitimately do not like to be the center of attention. And I don't want to be, because quite frankly, I just feel like, look, I'm here to have fun with my friends, but I don't need to, like, you know, and I wear a lot of yellow. Right. You know, yellow on melanin skin, you know. But, like, so it just makes me pop even more. And I just have noticed that, like, look, I don't need to, like, Yeah, I don't need that energy. Quite frankly, I like. Yeah, I mean, so like what I mean in regards to that is like I think I've learned that there's a danger when it comes to being on Instagram too much, on Twitter too much. Well, Twitter, no, because Twitter never makes me feel insecure or sad or like, but I think with Instagram and then sometimes and YouTube, I think those two are like very nerve-wracking because YouTube you can get a lot of information from. Like you can get so much from that platform, but it's also like the recommendation page can lead you down the wrong path in regards to just you're taking in certain content that actually isn't beneficial for you, i.e. like self-care, self-help, all those videos. Some of them are actually not that great and actually not that practical to actually implement into your life. But I think Instagram, for me at least, I've just realized like some people care. Like some people genuinely care about me and care about who I am as a person. And I think also some people don't. Like they just want to know what's happening in my life, like what I'm up to, you know, if they can like, you know, get that check or, you know, get that insight. And I told you how like I got this internship where I'm doing like convergent editorial and like social media work. And I'll be like creating like a podcast for the company and doing millennial research and stuff, which is super exciting and everything I love. But now I'm realizing people who I might not be that close with are now just trying to like hit my line and like get an internship with them and da 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 da. And I'm like, where were you when I needed you? Where were you when, like, you know, I was in the depths of everything? And I think I think the people that I want to help first, because I think this is what's cool about, like, just who I am as a person. Like, I know how to network and I know how to have a connection with someone. So I think for me, what I'm going to do is just basically, like, just level up, you know,
That's what I'm trying to do this year, yeah.
And I think, too, it's about getting out there. I think it's traveling, stepping out of your comfort zone. Stop just hanging out with people because you know them. Go out and literally experience life. When I was in Spain, I went on so many dates. And that was so much fun. And my roommate did, too. And, like, she had, like, an incredible time, like, super fun. Like, she was just meeting new people. And, like, I and my roommates were always, like, staying in the house. I was like, why are y'all in the house? Like, we're only here for 2 months. Like, you got to live la vida. You know what I mean? And towards the end, like, I got into my own ish because of social media. So then I had to delete it, take some space, come back, regroup, rethink. So I think I'm just going to create basically a new Instagram solely for creativity, solely, like, for me. And then as you did in January, just go through and like get rid of people I don't care about. Because quite frankly, I think legitimately the only reason I'm following them is to just keep track of their life. And like, I don't care. Like at this point, like I'm on this, like, you know, not even like F them, but it's like F them. Like, it's like, I don't care about your life. You just want to know about my life. So quite frankly, and I've had my like analytics on because I'm trying to understand the algorithm for my job. And I've noticed that, like, when it's movies, people are more engaged. When it's me, it's not as high engagement. Or when it's Black culture, it's not as high engagement. So then I was like, oh, okay, and noted. Now I know how to, like, elevate. Now we're just going to create basically a page where I can talk about movies. I still will post similar stuff, but now I can have a holistic, like, space. Like, one's for college. Keep those college people happy. I'm also possibly going to not private it. I'll probably like keep it public, but we'll just see what I do. Because I think it's good to keep it public because then if that did ever turn into a business, it wouldn't be hard. I just personally don't think I want to keep that going just because and I think you would agree too. Like, did you create a new Instagram when you were like starting out? You just used the same one?
Yeah.
Do you feel like that was better because then you didn't have to like, renew, I guess? Because I was thinking, because I was like, should I? Well, I think I will, just then I have another space to just be creative. But then I was like, should I delete this? Should I not? Well, I'm not going to delete it. I was just thinking like, yeah. But What made you decide to just keep using the same one?
Well, I just didn't want to have to, like, go through the process of,
like, advertising,
who to follow and stuff like that. And I was okay with, like, my followers and stuff. So I didn't want to have to, like, do all the extra stuff. I didn't personally need it. Okay. But some people's situation might be completely different. You just want to start fresh.
Maybe I'll just create a page. There's this, like, I was telling you about this guy named Carson Rehnquist that talks about movies and stuff. He has two Instagrams. So he has, like, his main one, which is, like, the one he posts is about, like, hit, just himself, you know?
Yeah.
And then he has another one, which is called, like, Cars Images. And he takes pictures of, like, the area around him. So I think it, like, makes him, so maybe I'll do something like that. So then I don't feel like I'm just pushing out so much, because I have created that base. It might be just beneficial to keep the base going. I think now I realize how, like, my base works. And it's just, it's so sad, because I feel like it's sad that, like, we're living in a time where technology is literally dictating people's relationships. Like, you think because, like, I'm doing all these things, or because you're doing all these things, you don't want to hang out with someone, when really, like, the phone works both ways, you know? And it's like, I thought that was the purpose of why they created these phones. So people would legitimately just, like, talk with one another and, like, have a conversation, not literally get so engulfed with, oh, like, Hannah E., like, she's doing great. Like, she's having a great time, when, like, literally that's not the case. You know what I mean? And I think, and I think too, it's also like, I don't know if you've ever heard of this thing called, like, codependency. Like, if you're so consumed with someone's life, you can get codependent with them. And I think people are forgetting how to spend time alone, be a homebody, just enjoy your own company. And, like, I've done that this whole weekend, and it's been great. And now, like, we've recorded this. I'm going to go to, like, this event. I'm going to come back, do my hair, do braids, like, get myself ready for, like, an exciting birthday week. It's just really unfortunate that, like, I mean, I literally had to go to the hospital to realize that, like, I was not okay. And it was probably just because I was taking in so much social media. And then just also too, you know, I just felt like January was an odd month. Like, it was so, it was just so toxic. And I'm glad we both made it out. We both are here. We finally got to record. Hopefully when I come in May, we can actually meet in person. Yeah, like, I love your channel, and I think I love what you do, and I think the message you're putting out to people is just, like, just say, like, it is. Like, even, I know that you posted a video about Kobe when everything happened, but I don't know if you got, I don't know if you got rid of it or not, but, like, I think it's just the raw emotion. Like, you're just very honest. Like, I feel like if I met you in person, you'd be the exact same person you are over, like, over FaceTime. And I think that's the same thing with, like, me. I have that same type of personality that, like, you're just getting what you get, you know? And I think it's just, like, a very interesting time. Really. It's just so interesting. So my last question, or I guess I have two. So the first one is, how do you distinct, like, your internet life from your real life?
I actually have a bad job doing that, I think. I would say, I think since the year of 2018, which is when I started Mona, I think 2018 is when I started gaining a bit more popularity. So, and I was also going to college that time. So I was basically, like, still in education. So I was going there three times a week, actually. But I don't think I balance it well, and that's an issue. And I think my friend tells me that as well. I can't say friends because I don't have a lot of friends. And that's kind of by choice. And people always...
Yes, sister queen. Yes.
No, but I'm actually being for real. Like, I actually have... Like, I can see I have three friends, but I'll probably not meet the two of them because it's like, you don't pop up to me. You don't message me. It's always me saying hi. I'm not about that. Like you said earlier, it should go both ways. And I don't find that it is going both ways. Apart from one friend who constantly checks up on me. She comes to the studio with me. If I'm in danger at 10 p.m., she'll pull up. Like, she's that kind of friend. So that's what I'm saying. I have one good friend because she's ride or die. Unlike some people who just...
Yes. You know, you understand. You understand. Because I have the same thing. Like, and this... I hate when people do this. I hate when people say this. They're like, Hannah, you know so many people. And I'm like, yeah. And I, like, my phrase that I say all the time is like, friend, like, hey, friend, you know, like, yeah. But it's like just my phrase. And then people are like, yeah. you know so many people. I'm like, yeah, I said, I know so many people, but I literally can count on my fingers the like five people who probably like, so, like not even 10 people who lifted me up last semester. Like, I know, look, not everyone's your friend. And I get that, because at the same time too, it's like the phone does work both ways. Like,
yeah, sure.
But so continue.
Last month, which was like the worst month, we keep saying that because it's so true.
Yes.
I'm sure you guys listening right now will be able to maybe relate to us, or maybe not. Maybe you had a good month, I don't know. But I think last month was really bad. But it was also the month where I realized that mental health is a real thing. Sometimes it doesn't feel real to us because we don't get affected by it just yet. But I think that was the time that I did get affected, and I called my friend. I went for a walk and I called her, and she kind of uplifted me because I was in a really, really, really dark place. And I don't know if I should go into too much detail on this podcast or whether we should do like a part two.
Yeah, we could do a part two on like the effects of mental health.
We should do that. Part two, we should talk about like the really, really dark side.
Yes.
I'm talking about the anxiety. I'm talking about being paranoid, because I actually am. I want to say I am what I am on my channel, because obviously that's me, because I'm in my comfort zone, I'm in my bubble. But when I go out, I'm the same person, but also really different, because it is quite scary. And I feel like we should talk more about London as well.
Yes.
People just see it as this really, really luxurious place. And there's bad sides of London too, so we'll definitely do a part two.
Yes, I would love to. We could honestly probably do it at the end of this month, because I think that would be better, because it would give us like time to even process everything from last month. Plus, too, I don't know how I go to therapy. Like, and I'm fortunate that my school offers us therapy sessions for free.
Lucky.
Yes, I'm so lucky. Plus, it took me a year to find the right therapist that he literally knew something was wrong, and he snapped me out of it. Like, our session, I had a session with him on Monday, and he was like, he could tell I was sick. Like, he could tell something was wrong. And like, he legitimately was like, you need to go and take care of your physical health, because of the fact that like, they're like, just insanity. Like, just like last month was just insane. Like, and especially it's like the rhetoric people will say to you is so like, we will talk about it all in that mental health one, because I literally, like, I'm pretty sure the reason why I got so sick was because of the way people were saying things to me, thinking that they could talk to me. And then if I clapped back and proved to them that I could do it, like, it would game over. Game over, you know, but continue.
My life outside of YouTube, I would say, is quite boring. But it's not like I'm complaining, because I actually do enjoy what I'm doing. I can never wake up and complain at doing YouTube. I'd only complain at having no ideas or feeling frustrated because someone has stolen my content. Someone is saying the exact same thing I said in my video. Someone has copied my thumbnail ideas. So that's the kind of thing that I get frustrated at, and it happens. People like to copy a lot. They don't give shout outs, and I try and leave shout outs in the description if I can remember. I will, but for the most part, I will say their names in my videos, because I'm happy to give people support. That's just who I am. I love love. I say this all the time, and I can be shady, but at the same time, deep down, if I met that person I was being shady about, I want to have a conversation with them and see, are they really like this, or are they just trying to put on the show? Because the new thing now on social media is, the more people hate you, the more people want to tune into your life to see, what do you have next to say?
Yes!
What's he going to do next? So,
funny!
Wait, why did you keep saying that? What does it mean?
Oh, so it's basically, I'm doing like quotation marks. So there's like this game called Bunny Bunny, and like, I'm like giving you like bunny bunnies, because it's like, yes, like I agree.
Okay.
Yes.
Cool. I was thinking like, is that like a new slang?
Yeah. I mean, look, we can make it our slang. Because look, I have this slang. it's so funny. So, you know, like Audacity and then like Caucasian. So I put it together and it's called Caucasity. So it's so funny. But like, I'll use it more in that mental health, because it, like, when I say the caucasity was, whoo, uchale. But yeah, it's fun. But I continue.
Also, I would say, like, friends, it's just too much, man. Like I said, I'm not gonna go into too much detail because that'll be for part two very soon. But I want to quickly say that when it comes to friendships, people really do come back when they see you thriving or when they see you on their Instagram timeline. That happened with one friend who I was really close to. And then we just kind of distanced ourselves for 3 years. She came back. She's like, oh my God, congratulations on this, that, and the other. Can I have a shout out? And I'm just thinking, excuse me?
Where were you? Where were you when the hustle was happening, Sister Queen?
Exactly. And I remember during my hustling stages, I was asking her for a favor. Like, can you send me? Because she used to take so much pictures of, like, people during secondary school, high school, basically. And she used to have all the pictures, the good pictures. So I finally wanted them. She said, no, I can't send it to you. I was like, okay, fine, whatever. She pops up to me a year later and she asked for a favor. I said, no.
And like, oops.
Exactly. Yeah. But I think another thing that I do kind of want to say to anyone who wants to put themselves out there, it really isn't as easy as you probably think it is. Like, people really want clout. People really want to be known when they go out, but you don't.
You don't. You don't.
It really is. Because if I was driving, if I, like, didn't have to take the bus, I would be okay. I think I'd be a different person. But because I do take public transport, you never know who's watching you. The thing with me is, I had a 50-year-old tell me their daughter watches me.
Ah, that's funny.
It is. It's weird, but also cool at the same time.
No.
I always think it's like 13 to 25. That's my demographic, I think. But it's really scary. We're going to talk about that in the next episode.
Oh,
sure.
Please let us do, because I'm a student leader on this campus. And, like, now I'm showing my face more at certain events. And I'm just, like, and this is what's crazy is, like, people are, like, oh, my God, like, I haven't seen you in so long. And I'm, like, yeah, because you know what? I was in the depths. Like, I was in the trenches. So I find it very funny how, like, now I'm coming back. And this is what they always say. You know, I don't know if you're, like, a religious person or a spiritual person.
Yeah.
But I also feel like the universe and all, like, they're all connected. And right now I feel like I am, like, I am recharging, resetting my energy. So, like, because I love yellow, it shows up a lot, like, out in the world. And that also attracts a lot of people, good and bad. And like I told you, like, I was so stressed, but now I'm wearing clothes that actually fit me, that show off my figure. So now it's bringing up a lot of attraction. And it's like, oh, Lord. It's like, no, no, no.
Yeah.
No, no, no. Just because I'm here doesn't mean I want to. Like, or even just, like, in general. Like, and I think that's what's dangerous about social media is, like, having a balance and, like, putting space in between everything. So, but we will talk more in the next episode. Thank you for coming.
I enjoyed it. Seriously.
Yes. This was incredible. Is there anything? You have, like, hang on. Wait. But yeah, is there anything you want to share with the audience about, like, your content? I'll put your YouTube, your music, all that stuff. But yeah, go ahead. Go for it.
So like I said at the beginning, I do commentary and I make my own original music. I go to the studio occasionally. Like, I went to the studio on Friday and I just finished a song. So that should be coming out next month, fingers crossed.
It's Let's Freak. Go.
Yeah, so look out for that. And then, yeah, so a lot more commentary on my channel, but I also want to do commentary on TV shows and movies, not just people, because I like watching movies when I'm bored.
Oh,
I like
to same.
Dig deep into it and what the hidden messages are. I want to do a video on Orange is the New Black. That will be coming very soon. So yeah, there's that. I also want to collaborate more with people.
Okay.
Like, if I could collaborate with Dylan, it's over for everyone. I don't
know. Oh, damn! We love Dylan. He's in trouble. I love him so much. He's in
California.
Literally, please come. Let me know if you do come to the U.S. I will give you all the things to do. Like, I'm trying to move out to the West Coast this summer. So, like, if I'm over there, that's probably the best time to come. Also, the flights might not be as – they might be a little expensive. It just really depends on what time you're going. But, yeah, like, you have to come. Like, go to the warmer places because, honestly, like, Atlanta's cool. That's a good starting space. I'm going to Seattle for spring break. So, I mean, I can give you all the insights. Because,
right. Also, I need your help. Because I feel like from hearing your story and hearing our conversation, it's very clear to say that you've experienced things, but you also have, like, a good head on your shoulders. Like, you know the goods and the bads. You know how to have fun, but also balance work too, which is something that obviously I think I need help with, like, a better social life. Mm-hmm. Even if it's just with like two or three friends, I just want to be going out more. But low key, it's kind of scary. But
yeah. Yes. Yeah.
And see, I do want your help with it. Oh, of course. We can just like talk, chat with each other, and you can hopefully give me some tips.
Oh, I would love to. I'd love to. Yeah. I literally could help you, especially because like I think, and that's the thing with social anxiety. Sometimes it's hard to get out there, but I think once you have someone who can like connect you with someone else and like anything like that, I think it makes it a lot easier. And I think too, after talking with you, girl, I'm gonna get back into this YouTube game. Look, and this honestly, I think is like the best time too, because it's like Valentine's Day and everyone's like in love. Blah, 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 blah. This like, I know, neither can I. No one's asked me to be their Valentine, so look. But we were saying, there's one man on my mind. You know, I'm just waiting. I'm just trying to see. I really want him to.
What happens? Some people are scared to ask. Like,
guys, yeah. I mean, he gave me his like chapstick last night, so I'm like, look. Well, we had like, and then he drove us to the bar.
Wait. Oh my god. Okay, we
need
to either save this for part two.
Yes.
Is it juicy?
Oh, girl, I'll just tell you off recording. Let us wrap this up, because yes. But thank you so much, Keisha, for coming on. I'm so excited to do, of course, and I'm excited to do another part two, because I think we have so much to talk about the mental health. But yeah, I will see you guys in the next episode. Bye.